Right, so Germany's government is still busy polishing its halo over Israel, parroting the same line about unwavering support, as if repetition might somehow justify it. But the country's own national airline has just stepped in and quietly blown a hole straight through the entire performance. Lufthansa Cargo has suspended all military and security-related shipments to and from Israel, citing export control law and sanctions that make the route impossible independent of routing. And that they dropped that little bombshell at the exact moment the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz just happened to arrive in Tel Aviv to promise yet more loyalty. When the politics says yes and the logistics say absolutely not, well, it's the logistics that end up winning, isn't it? And the German government is left looking like inexcusable excuse makers yet again. Right, so we're watching a German government fall over itself to prove unwavering loyalty to Israel once again. And at the exact same moment, though, we're watching one of the country's most recognisable institutions quietly step back and refuse to enable that loyalty in any practical sense. That's the story here. It doesn't need dramatic framing because the facts already do all the heavy lifting. A national airline has suspended all transport of military and security-related cargo to and from Israel. And the move wasn't announced from a moral podium or a political stage. It was delivered as a compliance notice, grounded in export control law, citing the UK export system as the trigger for it, and presented as a logistical inevitability rather than a choice. But the first thing to grasp here is that Lufthansa's decision isn't just a corporate one. It lands like a judgment on Chancellor Friedrich Merz's administration too. You cannot stand on a podium promising unconditional support for Israel when your own freight carrier has effectively stopped the supply line and refused to play ball. It doesn't matter how many speeches get written or how many flag-waving pictures get taken or how low you bow and scrape to a state that has spent 2 years committing genocide in Gaza. Support is measured in capability, not sentiment. If you can't move the equipment, you can't maintain the policy. And right now, Germany can't. The airline has made it clear that all military and security-related goods are blocked, independent of routing. That matters because it removes wiggle room. This isn't, we can't operate out of Heathrow. This is, we cannot move this cargo at all. That's not a political freeze, that's a structural one. It says the legal risk of touching Israel's military infrastructure has now become impossible to ignore. And if the airline can see that, it's impossible to believe the German government can't. But they do like to stick their fingers in their ears over such things, don't they? Unless, of course, the German government is choosing not to, of course. Because while Lufthansa is quietly reading sanctions law and compliance notes, Friedrich Merz is in Israel right now, performing the loyalty. He's repeating the same lines we've heard from successive German leaders. Germany stands with Israel. Israel's security is Germany's responsibility. Germany will continue to support Israel through whatever comes next. And he delivered this script as the airline back home cuts off the very supply route that gives his promises any weight. It's a perfect collision of rhetoric and reality, and the reality is currently winning out. So let's be clear here. Lufthansa didn't do this out of activism. They didn't cite Gaza. They didn't refer to civilian death tolls. They didn't use the language of outrage or protest. They cited the UK's export control directive as the reason for this. They referred to sanctions. They referenced operational impossibility. So in other words, they grounded their retreat not in morality, but in law. And that tells you exactly where the danger lies now for any corporate or state entity still trying to remain entangled with Israel's military apparatus. They can survive public anger. They cannot survive legal accountability, and they're admitting as much in their actions. The legal environment has changed. It changed when the International Court of Justice allowed a genocide case to proceed. It changed when military exports became subject to increased scrutiny under European regimes. It changed when the UK suspended dozens of export licenses over concerns that the equipment could be used in Gaza, though, of course, it was only a small number of them, wasn't it? It changed when the German government itself halted approvals for equipment that could be used in that same campaign, though, of course, they've gone to great lengths now to lift those restrictions. Stockholm, Brussels, Dublin, Madrid, everyone's been tightening the screws around Israel's conduct across Europe. And once that structural pressure began, well, then every logistics chain, every insurer and freight carrier and subcontractor and transport partner, they had to reassess his exposure. And that's what Lufthansa's done. They've reassessed. The German government pretended it didn't need to. So that's where the humiliation really comes in. The Chancellor's visit to Israel wasn't subtle. It was grandiose. He couldn't stop bragging about it, couldn't stop talking about it. It was meant to project continuity and strength and solidarity in that tie between Germany and Israel. It was meant to reassure Israel that Germany stands firm even as the rest of Europe was fracturing. But while he was shaking hands and offering commitments, the airline that actually moves the goods was back in Frankfurt telling its clients no military shipments to Israel are possible anymore. So it's hard to overstate how badly that undercuts Mertz's messaging. You can't tell a foreign government you're committed to supplying its defence needs when your own national carrier has declared the supply pipeline non-functional. And you need to look at the language Lufthansa have used as well, because it wasn't emotional, it wasn't moral, it was procedural. Export control law, sanctions, compliance, operational impossibility. This is how modern institutions communicate when they're backing away from a partner but can't really afford to say why. They hide behind legal process because legal process is safer than admitting the reputational calculus. But you don't need a confession to see the truth. When the risk of being tied to a country's military activity becomes too great, companies stop touching that activity. And when companies stop touching that activity, governments lose the ability to sustain it. This is what's happening to Germany's Israel strategy. And here's the point worth hammering home. Germany's government isn't withdrawing from Israel at all. Germany's institutions are. When institutions retreat, they take the state's capabilities with them, whatever the politicians might like to say. Without logistics, there is no military partnership. Without freight, there is no supply chain. Without supply chain, there's no policy. The Chancellor can shout support all day long. Without the plane, he's got nothing. So what makes this moment even starker is that Germany already knows the ground has shifted. Earlier this year, Berlin halted approvals for military exports that could be used in Gaza. They wrapped it in language about caution, about alignment with international obligations, about the need to evaluate risk. That was a political pause. Lufthansa's halt is an operational one, and operational halts don't wait for cabinet meetings. They don't negotiate diplomatic exceptions. They don't care whether a chancellor is in Tel Aviv delivering a speech about shared values. They care about exposure. And that's the real line that's been crossed here. The political leadership has tried to ride out the controversy around Israel's conduct, pretending nothing fundamental has changed. The airline has concluded that everything has. So this isn't a temporary wobble we're looking at. When carriers suspend military freight, they rarely turn it back on quickly. Not when the suspension is tied to sanctions. Not when export control regimes are tightening. Not when legal scrutiny is increasing. Because switching the tap off is, well, it's dead easy, isn't it? Switching it back on, that requires a full legal audit, new assurances, new insurance coverage, and absolute clarity about liability. Lufthansa can't get that clarity right now, and the German government can't provide it because the environment around Israel's actions has become impossible to neutralise. This isn't about Gaza being controversial, this is about Gaza being a court case. And once the ICJ opened that door, corporations started doing what corporations do when confronted with criminal exposure. They stepped back and let states carry the weight alone. If Germany was serious about the strategic partnership it boasts about, it would have seen this coming, because support delivered through industry relies on shared risk tolerance. Once the risk becomes one-sided, once companies face legal hazard while governments chase political optics, the whole structure collapses. And that collapse is quieter than a protest, but more final than a diplomatic rebuke. It happens when the pallets stop moving, when the manifests get cancelled, when the freight bookings disappear. That's where we are now. And Mertz, standing in Israel, becomes the symbol of a government outpaced by its own institutions. The Chancellor claims continuity while the airline enforces a rupture. A leader pledging support while the mechanics of support fall apart behind him. You don't get a clearer picture of political denial. He talks about the Arrow system, about defence cooperation, about Germany and Israel standing shoulder to shoulder. Meanwhile, the company that would actually have to fly components, spares, systems and servicing has said it can't. So what does that tell you? That statecraft isn't being conducted by the people delivering speeches, it's being set by the people issuing compliance statements. And that's the quiet power shift this government never wanted the public to notice. Germany faces rising legal risk as a result of Israel's war, and companies know it. But the Chancellor carries on as if loyalty alone suspends liability. And that's why this moment feels so terminal for the policy he's trying to maintain. Because when an airline refuses to touch military freight, it's not just stepping back from a client, it's stepping back from a government's foreign policy fantasy. There's also the matter of Europe, because Germany, of course, isn't acting in a vacuum here. The UK has suspended dozens of export licences to Israel over concerns about its actions in Gaza. That didn't end British support at all. It disrupted it a bit. It's still got other licences that are very much still alive, and well, let's not get started with the F-35 parts. But even as other items are still being exported under pre-existing licences, the regulatory direction is still unmistakable. The legal tolerance is shrinking. The reputational cost is rising. The risk calculation is shifting, and corporations read those shifts faster than governments do because they don't have the luxury of pretending a risk isn't real. So when Lufthansa cites UK export law as the reason for its withdrawal, it's doing two things at once. It is obeying the rules, and it is using the rules as cover. because no corporation wants to publicly declare that a state has become too toxic reputationally for it to service. But every corporation understands that that risk spreads. Once one country tightens compliance, insurers tighten too. Once insurers tighten, freight carriers follow. Once freight carriers withdraw, supply chains shut down. And it's the supply chain that writes the truth that governments won't say. The pipeline is broken because the risk is now higher than the reward. Germany can still posture about solidarity, but even Germany knows that solidarity has limits. And Lufthansa just showed where those limits are. Not in speeches, but in law. Not in diplomacy, but in freight. Not in sentiment, but in exposure. And this is why the embarrassment lands so hard on Merz. He's tied his political identity to being the most reliable European partner for Israel at a moment when every hard lever of the state is pulling away. He's not just out of step, he's stranded, because an airline cannot obey a chancellor's loyalty pledge if export control law forbids the shipment. A corporation cannot maintain a weapons corridor if sanctions make that corridor non-compliant. And a government cannot claim operational partnership when the operations themselves have ceased. You can see how hollow the rhetoric ends up becoming, can't you? If you promise to stand with Israel but cannot ship arms, what exactly is it you're offering? A bow, a curtsy? If you claim to support Israel's security but your own institutions classify that support as a legal hazard, what does your loyalty amount to in which case? These aren't philosophical questions, they're practical ones at the end of the day. And practical questions are the ones governments dread because they expose a truth that they end up finding they can't spin their way out of, that they don't control the terrain they're standing on. Lufthansa didn't make a political statement, it simply made a logistical one. It said this cargo cannot legally move, and when cargo cannot legally move, the foreign policy built around moving it falls apart. That's the real story. Germany didn't reverse its support, Germany's support became non-functional. And nothing exposes political theatre faster than a practical impossibility. So now we get to watch the consequences, don't we? Israel sees a European ally willing to make promises but unable to deliver any hardware. German industry sees a government walking into legal exposure more and more without a plan for how to shield them. And the rest of Europe sees a shift in the centre of gravity, away from loyalty and further towards liability. It's not a temporary turbulence. This is structural. It's been a long time coming, let's be honest. Because once an institution declares a partner too risky to serve, that claim doesn't vanish because a minister wants it to. It stays until the risk does. And Israel's risk isn't going anywhere. Between the ICJ case, export control tightening, sanctions and civil society scrutiny, the legal pressure is only rising. Lufthansa simply reacted to that. Germany's government has ignored it. And that tension will break in only one place, the government itself, because institutions win these battles every time. They have to. They're the ones who'd end up being sued. So what we're left with is a chancellor who made a show of loyalty while the national carrier quietly dismantled the logistical foundation of that loyalty. It's not dramatic, it's not ideological, it's not a rebellion of any sort. It's something far more damaging than that. It's a reminder that states can shout support all they like, but if their institutions won't act on that support, the words are worthless. They go nowhere. Germany's Israel strategy didn't collapse because of politics. It's collapsing because the freight label changed from deliverable to legally impossible. And when a policy becomes impossible, it becomes irrelevant. Germany can claim unwavering support all it's like. Lufthansa read the law. Only one of them can possibly be right. This is all the more embarrassing for Merz, of course, when he made such a big thing of citing the erstwhile ceasefire in Gaza and Trump's farce of a peace plan as grounds to restore full arms sales to Israel. Better find another plane, it seems. But get the details of that story and how that fell apart before Lufthansa had said a thing right here. Please do also hit like, share and subscribe if you haven't done so already, so as to ensure you don't miss out on all new daily content, as well as spreading the word and helping support the channel at the same time, which is very much appreciated. Holding power to account for ordinary working class people. I'll hopefully catch you on the next one. Cheers, folks.